need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists, and exhibitionists, voyeurs, and connoisseurs. All you children of sex. Yes, indeed. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Brahma, Buddha, the serpent, the feathered serpent, the goddess, the virgin goddess. We don't know. But until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Can I get and A, women.
Hey, women. Women.
Yes, indeed. I want to welcome you to the Church of Bonoboville. In the womb room. The womb room cathedral. And Jesus is in us. Is in the womb room, right here. Yes, indeed. Jesus is in and out a bit. Yes, it's the jackhammer Jesus. Mm-hmm. By divine interventions. Yes, and this is the vulva puppet, the wondrous vulva puppet by Dory Lane, who is doing a show tonight at Tawdry Art with Teeth. The Hive, downtown L.A. I've had this vulva puppet for 20 years, more than that. And, jackhammer Jesus. I just got Jesus. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus is in me now. Mwah. Mwah. Delicious Jesus. You know, here in the Bonoboville Church, we worship all the gods and goddesses. Isn't that right, Prince Max?
That's correct.
Because you
we don't
never
want to
know.
Make, we don't want to fuck up. You know, we don't, choose we, the wrong one.
We, you know, I mean, there could be a few, like the god of war. We don't really worship him. Although he was Venus's lover, Aries and Venus, Mars and Venus, Aries and Aphrodite. Yeah, so it's complicated. Gods and goddesses are complicated. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. They are just like human beings because they're kind of, well, maybe God or the goddess created us. And maybe we created them. Maybe it's a little bit of both. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. We are so happy to be here. And, you know, bless all the lords and the ladies, especially some of the ladies. Woohoo. But we are going to talk about Jesus tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
And a women.
Hey,
because Jesus loves the women. Jesus loves the hookers. At least that's the Jesus I know. There are a lot of different Jesuses according to different, you know, followers. And we're going to talk about some of Jesus's California followers with the author of California Jesus. And I'm so excited to have Michael Marinacci here. Hello, Michael. Welcome to the Church of Bonoboville.
Thank you, Dr. Susie.
I'm so excited to have you here. Mike Marinacci. Is that any relation to Anthony Scaramucci?
Thankfully, no.
Okay, good. But it is a relation to Rudy Marinacci, who was Prince Maximilian Rudolf Lobkowitz's, Lobkowitz de Filangeri's,
Art director.
Right.
Right. Got it.
Glad you gave me the title. Wasn't sure. But yeah, he was such a great guy. Rest in peace in whatever heaven you may be in. And that's your dad.
Yes. His heaven probably looks a lot like your bar.
Yeah.
I would think. Booze, unclothed women, people having a good time, lots of art. He was an artist.
Oh, art, yeah.
That would be his heaven. Wow,
yeah,
you know, people have different types of heaven. Maybe we go to the heaven we want. I don't know. We don't know. But some of the people in your book, this great book, California Jesus, A Slightly Irreverent Guide to the Golden States, Christian Sex. That's not S-E-X, by the way. Although we are going to talk about Christian sex, S-E-X. And there is quite a bit about Christian sex in the book, S-E-X. But also about the sects, S-E-C-T-S, evangelists and Latter-day prophets. And it's an amazing book. It's got a lot of pictures, but it's even more amazing to read. And I just gave it a 5-star review, so check it out. And before we get into it, I just want to introduce my other guests. So I am so excited to have Goddess Virgin here tonight. And Goddess Virgin, I met Goddess Virgin at DomCon. Yes, indeed. We could put a picture. There it is. There's a picture of me and you and talking to the mic. You got it. Yep.
One of my Dom friends, Madame Maleficent.
Madame Maleficent.
Madame Maleficent. It just rolls off the tongue.
Yes, it certainly does. It has a religious feeling to it, too. And you are Goddess Virgin.
I am Goddess Virgin.
And I'm just so excited to have you here.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me, Dr. Susie.
And, of course, you're a fabulous femdom and fandom.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Femdom, of course, we know all about femdoms. Mm-hmm. You know, dominant females, basically. And fandom is another thing.
Yes.
Financial domination.
Findom, which is one of my personal favorites.
Wow. It's even more related to Jesus than I thought, because findom sounds like a fish. And that is one of the symbols of Jesus. Also, of course, well, he's a virgin, at least if you go by the, you know, the non-Da Vinci Code version. He's a virgin. And so is his mom. And her mom, I think, too. You know, there's a lot of virgins. And are you a virgin, really, or is that just a name?
Yes, Dr. Susie, I am, in fact, still a virgin. By choice, Ooh. Not by design. I mean, look at me, for crying out loud.
Right. Not by God or the goddess's design, that's for sure. God or the goddess designed you for love, baby. Mm-hmm. But you are a virgin, and I want to find out more about that.
I'm excited to tell you.
Oh, yes, 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 indeed. And here we have, who is this? Is this Mary? I don't know, some kind of nun or something.
Virgin Mary.
Virgin Mary. Mary, right. Okay, so there's a whole virginity cult going on in Christianity that has extended itself into the femdom world. And goddess virgin is the true goddess of virginity, you know.
Thank you, Dr. Susie.
Really, really. I've been looking on Twitter. I mean, there is this Nepali goddess called Kumari that she's like 13 years old, so forget about it. Okay, you don't want to go
That's
there.
That's a little wrong.
Don't go there. Don't go. But she is called the Virgin Goddess, and it is kind of a, you know, Buddhist thing in Nepal. Anyway, also, should I introduce the lump that stands sort of kneeling
yes.
by you? Yeah.
This, everyone, is my pet. You can call him Dog Dean. He is accompanying his goddess tonight and makes lovely
a footstool
furniture.
Yes,
for
indeed.
A goddess with latex and some very, very high heels.
Oh yes, and sparkly. So,
and sparkly.
Be
I
nice.
Love sparkly.
Very nice. All right, and next to this footstool, Dog Dean, is. Jay Tirico.
I actually go by a new name now.
Oh.
Yes.
Change names.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
That's
going to
spoil your whole search thing
actually,
on
it doesn't.
The Dr. Susan Block blog.
Well, yeah. For the
yeah,
blog. Yeah.
For the blog. Okay.
It is now China Doll.
China Doll with
yes.
a Y. I
yes.
saw that.
It's two N's.
Okay.
Yes.
Two N's. A Y and two
yes.
N's. It's all complex. But, you know, you have a cool outfit on. You are a nurse nun, or what are you?
I don't even know, to be honest.
But you have a bunch of crosses.
Yes, I have a bunch of crosses on it.
Wow. Okay. And Jackie is standing over there. She's also a nun. Jackie, come on up here and show off your outfit. This is our idea of
Jackie Christian.
Ooh. Hello, Jackie. I met
Hail
you
Mary,
earlier.
Hail Mary.
Yes.
One hot piece of work.
Jackie.
Woo-hoo.
The last time Jackie wore this was for Halloween when she, maybe Jesus wasn't in her, but a giant sex machine was, actually.
This
yeah.
is just what they do at the Vatican.
And
right?
Yeah, yeah,
dress
absolutely.
Up like that and
totally.
Stuff.
I think I was there for that one.
All right. Okay, so I am, I think I, I didn't introduce my pansensual backsliding
wow.
power couple. Right. Oh, my goddess.
Wow.
Here they are. Well, I have other ways of introducing
yeah.
them. Famous actress and award-winning chef with
hey,
a pussy
Dr.
on
Susie.
His knees. All right.
I know. I got a pussy in between my knees. It's pretty unique.
Yeah, and it's holding onto your arm, which is nice.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so this is Danielle Watts and Chef B. Live.
Hello.
Always happy to be here.
And
we're devout Christians.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, we're this is our theme tonight.
It's exciting.
You two are really kind of free spirits in so many ways. I mean, kind of nudists and you know, kind of out there. And I mean, you've been coming here for over a year, and you both come from the Seventh-day Adventist religion.
We yes. were both born and raised basically in the same town, at least for 18 years of my life and for first four of hers.
Mm. Which means that we never did anything secular on Friday night till Sabbath night sunset. I didn't wear jewelry or makeup.
No dancing.
Dancing was
no
considered inappropriate activity for a man and his wife. So my mother danced once, and my dad was just appalled. He never thought a wife of his would be dancing.
On Friday night or anytime?
Just anytime.
Anytime.
At
all.
Any time. No dancing. Nothing is sexually evocative.
Wow.
So we were both raised in that sort of ideology.
What about singing? Singing is always sexy.
Singing was allowed.
Right.
Depending on what you were singing, of
but
course.
But it was like...
lots of hymns.
Yeah, lots of hymns. Hymns. Very devout.
Not
of
many
Amy
hers.
Grant.
Right, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well,
that explains why we had such a sort of adamant rebellion against that.
Probably why I have sex tattoos all over my body, too.
There you go. Okay.
But I wrapped my head in white tonight.
Yes.
You know, I don't know why. It's a sweatshirt. But has anyone ever wrapped their head in a sweatshirt? I think it's a brilliant
to dry my
idea.
Hair.
It is a great idea.
Yeah.
The sleeves work.
Yeah,
you
the
know?
Sleeves. And it's got sort of like a baker's hat effect in the back.
I am definitely going to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah. And it feels really soft and sexy. I mean, I feel really like I'm, you know, honoring the pureness of my crown chakra.
Absolutely.
We are not virgins in any way. But... way, shape, or form.
But I still consider myself Christian because
okay.
I've found
Christ
a
conscious.
Even with that on her head.
Well, yeah, I consider myself everything, but I found a way to make the stories of the Bible really work for all of my needs.
She does such an amazing job
as
of converting and translating.
As do most of the evangelical leaders in Mike's book,
yeah,
California Jesus. They kind of, you know... twist God to suit their needs.
Danielle,
I think I might have a calling as one of those visionary
she
prophets.
Can.
Absolutely.
She can take any verse or
oh,
any
yeah.
story and she literally translates it into the most amazing like thing for her and for it's quite mm-hmm. fascinating.
Amen and a
yes.
women.
A women.
This could be the next Amy Simple McPherson here for all
absolutely.
We know.
Absolutely.
Yes,
I love Amy Simple McPherson and that
hallelujah.
Segues into you coming and sitting on my bed of iniquity, Mike. You
yeah.
are
lucky boy.
Just to get up here. And so you guys can start spreading out, you know, as
yeah.
you are wont to do. And
like
you're sitting on the Virgin hands. Mary at the moment, but okay.
I hope she forgives me.
Yes. Oh, all is forgiven. So, welcome.
Thank you.
Yes. You had some tweets, not tweets, but comments. I'm not going to say who. On your Facebook timeline from people that were just kind of mortified that you're coming on my show. So thank you for braving this hell of happiness, Bonoboville.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Yes, and this frog in your throat, that's God
that
not wanting you to talk on my
that is a biblical plague of
it's
frogs
plague.
That has invaded my throat.
Yes.
And will not... Well, not
sure.
clear until I leave this den of iniquity here.
Wow.
So
okay.
I'm just going to have to work with it.
You are. Okay.
Wow.
Well, this is a great book. Now, you are kind of well-known and a best-selling author for writing about California in general and the weirdness of California.
That is correct, yes.
Okay. What's the name of your other book?
Well, my first book, which is actually is going to reappear on Ronin Publishing in a new expanded color version is A Mysterious California, Strange Places and Eerie Phenomena in the Golden State. And then I also co-wrote Weird California with Joe Osterley and Greg Bishop. And that's on Sterling. That's been out for over a decade. That's a bestseller. Really beautiful and nice book. We had a lot of fun putting it together.
We've got to cover those in the future. But right now, we're going to focus on Jesus.
As we should.
As we should. And what made you focus on Jesus?
Well, I've always been interested in religion, spirituality, cults, people's conception of God and the divine. Mm-hmm. And I combined that with my my love of California lore and history and the more unusual aspects of the state to... put this together. Originally, it was supposed to be all sects and cults and groups and churches and what have you that came out of California too much. And then my then-girlfriend, who was also a writer, said, why don't you just start it with the Christian ones? Concentrate on that. Thanks, Judy.
Thank
and
you, Judy.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, as a sexologist, I am constantly challenged and fascinated by many different cases of religious sexual abuse, which Danielle and Chef B Live were starting to talk about. And I hear about it from all different religions, actually. You know, I think that all kinds of religions do have sex-negative messages that they traumatize children and then teenagers and then adults with. But Christianity has its interesting ones. So I'm fascinated by that and challenged and always trying to learn to be able to help my clients that are suffering from strict anti-sex, judgmental, fire and brimstone religious upbringings. You know, how to help them to enjoy sex in one way or another. Sometimes that involves freedom, and sometimes that involves restraint. Haha, back to bondage. Because, you know, freedom is the greatest aphrodisiac, but restraint is a close second. So, you know, Jesus is in bondage on that cross there. So, yeah, and as a talk show host, you know, I love the pomp and the ceremony of, you know, I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block. I love the pomp and ceremony of church and a lot of other religions too, but church seems to really have it. And then I am also an erotic hypnotherapist. So I really am like fascinated, mesmerized by the ability of some of these preachers to hypnotize their congregations into giving up their sanity and their money and their lives and just being pretty happy about it, but doing that. And, you know, I mean, preachers aren't the only ones that do that. For instance, our Thin Dom here does that, you know. She does that. She hypnotizes her clients into giving up quite a bit. But the preachers are maybe the masters and the mistresses of that.
Yes, and I do discuss that in California Jesus. In fact, one chapter concerns C. Thomas and B.B. Patton, who were a husband and wife team up in Oakland in the 1940s and 1950s, who were really the first ones to really get into, okay, how much can we soak our congregation for? And
we're not talking about holy water here or female ejaculation. We're talking about taking your money, okay? Your money, that kind of soaking.
Yeah. Right. And it's funny because they've kind of been written out of history. I mean, they, after C. Thomas served a few years in as a guest of the state of California for bilking not only his followers but a few banks, he sort of faded in the background, and then B.B. really reformed the church, and now we have Patton University today, which is this very respectable Christian college up in Oakland. Mm. But I get into when they first started, and in many ways they were the predecessors of Jim and Tammy Faye Baker and all the other real kind of catchpenny evangelists of the 80s and 90s and up to today.
And we can criticize, and we do, and we will. But one of the great things about this book, even though it is quite skeptical, it's also very empathetic. You know, I mean, that's what keeps you going, is you get into the hearts and minds of these people that are, you know, moved by the Spirit and then move millions.
I am not a Christian basher. I did not write that book to make fun of people or to embarrass them. I have a lot of respect for people of faith, people of any faith. I just noted that this is something that had not been done about California's spiritual and sociological landscape. And I call it slightly irreverent because I do tend to look a little bit under the rocks and under the more scandalous and more strange aspects of it. But again, I've had a very good relationship with, off and on, it's an off and on relationship with Christ over the years.
And you're Catholic?
Well, right now, I like to describe what I am right now as transcendental agnostic.
Hmm.
As you were talking earlier about all the gods and goddesses, I think there's truth in all of them.
Yeah.
I think they all serve human needs. I think they all get at things that we're looking at. I just don't have a real hardcore belief in any of them.
Right.
Not even me.
Well, I don't really know you yet. I'll have to know.
I
have a feeling I couldn't afford you.
Hey, all of my boys, for the record, know what they're getting into, and I don't cheat them of anything. I mean, look at what they are getting.
Absolutely.
And yes, okay. Maybe there's a little bit of hypnosis involved, but they are all willing participants, and all my boys are very happy to give me their money, like this one right here.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Much more honest than most preachers.
Different faiths address different needs.
Ooh.
Different people find different things that are divine, different things to worship.
Absolutely.
If some men out there want that relationship with you, see that as something that is gives them a link to the divine, whatever they define that as.
Absolutely.
I don't judge. Not my business.
I help a lot of my subs as well. I'm sure there's a lot of different aspects to it. A lot of it is kink-related, mostly. But I have a lot of subs who need my counseling. Sometimes they just want someone to talk to, someone to listen to them, understand them, accept them, not judge them. And that's one of the topics today, right?
Right. And speaking of kink, I mean, a man dying on the cross for your sins and then going up to heaven. I don't know. That's kind of kinky to me. It seems kinky. And then this one's made in the shape of a penis. But in a way, the cross is already in the shape of a penis. And
I have a whole theory on the crucifixion.
Let's hear it.
I think,
Sister Danielle.
Oh, fuck, I set that up, and then now I have to follow through with it. No, I think that there's a whole... I think that we love that model in society. We build up celebrities, and then we crucify them.
Absolutely.
Oh,
nailed
that is very
it.
True.
Nailed it.
Yeah,
amen and
A
women.
And
hey,
having
so
been
to speak.
One of those so-called celebrities, I didn't even really qualify, but I qualified just enough.
Oh, yes, you did. And you still do.
Well, thank you. But when it's happening, everything that anybody says about you is true. You know, whether there's it doesn't matter, because in the cosmic consciousness, as Jung would say, you know, human beings are capable of all things. Mm-hmm. So it's like dying and going to heaven is dying to the limited idea of yourself and going to the heaven, the transcending to this greater idea of yourself that is in unity with all things. So here I am in heaven with you, Dr. Susie.
That's deep.
Yes. No better place to be.
I really
the
love
deep, there's the deep state and there's the deep Bonoboville. Ooh.
I really love the term transcendental agnostic. I mean, I've called myself pantheist because you described in your explanation of what that means exactly how I feel.
Right.
Well, it's not original with me. I ripped it off from Robert Anton Wilson.
I love him.
The biggest influence I'd see on all of all.
Wow. Robert Anton Wilson, don't some people call him a Satanist?
He was not a Satanist.
Okay, but some people call him that.
Some people call us Satanists.
Yeah. Well, true. Some people
some
call
people
me a
call
Satanist.
Call me one, you know.
I think that lady on your timeline.
You're nobody until you get accused of being a Satanist.
You're nobody unless you get accused of being a Satanist.
That means you've arrived.
I think Jesus was accused of being a Satanist.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So
that's a good
I just
point,
want to
actually.
Reel off a few names of the people that are in this book. There's so many interesting people from California history, starting with the Reverend William Money, who wrote the first English language book published in California. And the integrated glossolalia of Reverend William Seymour was here. And the erotic theatrics of Amy Semple McPherson.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I love Amy Semple
McPherson. Oh, she
yeah,
hot.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And she was an actress before she became a preacher. And then she disappeared with her lover. And it was very exciting.
Can you get a Ouija board and bring her back to talk to us?
Oh, yeah, we got one right with you there. So
I loved interviewer.
Then we have Gene Scott, Dr.
Gene Scott.
Whoa, whoever remembers cable TV remembers the outrageous donation.
I used to watch him all the time.
Who would sit there sometimes for half an hour without speaking and then say, I'm not going to speak until you give me money. And then his wife. Pastor Melissa Scott, who was a porn star, Barbie Bridges. And then a comic book ministry. I think we've all seen the comics, but he really gets into it, Mike, here. Jack Chick. And then the doomsdays of family radio, the murderous Nazi-sympathizing kingdom of Yahweh, the sexual abuses and murders of the children of God, which I warn people against as a fake Bonoboville in the Bonobo way, you know, because they put out a lot of sex, but they were really kind of nefarious, very nefarious. And then, of course, there's the anti-Semitic passion of Mel Gibson. And the warm LGBTQ welcoming Metropolitan Church of Reverend Troy Perry, one of the solid good ones. And, of course, he was very persecuted. And then the colorful artistic achievement of Salvation Mountain, which is what the book kind of ends on a high note. Do we have a picture of that? Yeah,
yes,
there we go.
Yes, it's on the cover, too.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. What? It's such an amazing place.
Salvation Mountain.
Salvation Mountain.
Joaquin and River Phoenix, weren't they from the Church of God? Like,
They were from the Children of God, yes. River Phoenix once claimed that being raised in the Children of God, he lost his virginity at the age of 4. Yeah, that was... The flirty fishing, which is really they're using their female followers to go out and literally seduce men into the kingdom of God. That's one thing, but they did things with children.
Yeah. I was flirty fished by a cute guy, and I thought it was kind of cool. I was ready to go, and then I kind of saw that it was, you know, really fucked up, and then I didn't go.
I do have to admit, I've always been attracted to that story that Joaquin Phoenix tells about growing up in that religion, because I was making my Barbie dolls have sex with each other when I was 5.
Yeah,
I was very sexual as a young girl, and I was sticking toothbrushes in my vagina at age 8. Not to say that I needed adults to do it with me,
exactly.
But
I
think that they were on to something with the awareness that children are sexual at a young age. I think probably their actualization of that awareness is ended up being a little problematic.
They involved adults. That's where I draw the line.
It was not the Seventh-day Adventist faith that taught them that.
No. Anything that came out of straight-up evangelical movement met the 60s counterculture. I mean, David Berg, who was the founder, sort of discovered the hippies in middle age and said, well, there's these lost children out here I have to minister to. And yet, because of his own being very much sexually repressed when he was a kid, he sort of linked that in with, well, they're very loose with their bodies, they're loose with sex. How can we kind of weaponize this for the Lord, for Christianity, and get this, what he thought were the false anti-sex teachings, out? The problem is it became abusive after a while. It was a good idea to begin with, but it became very abusive.
Yeah.
Very. It's to the point where the crown prince of the Children of God, David Dito, he actually committed a murdering his nanny.
And that's why we appreciate Bonoboville, because there's all of this dialogue about consent and mutual mutual abuse, or,
well, first of all, we don't have sex with kids, okay? That's number one. Consent or no consent, we don't do that.
Safe sex.
And it is a mutual admiration society. We give ourselves prizes and smiles, and love,
and we're very sex positive, but we're okay with virgins. You know, you could be a virgin.
Hey, I am one of the kinkiest people you will ever meet, and still a virgin.
Still a virgin.
I think that kinky and virgin can go together.
I'm like, what's the virgin to you?
I mean, do you do it anally?
It's funny that you said that.
I mean, is it
I am not an anal whore. Not against anyone who is an anal whore, for the record. I love you all.
So you're not a virgin in the front and a martyr in the rear, is the Sarah.
Does cunnilingus and does oral?
So
count?
I want to say there's actually a thing. It's called the poop hole loophole.
Right.
I have to throw that out here because we're talking about it, and I have to throw it out. So she is literally, you are the depict of a virgin. You have not been penetrated.
I am completely pure.
Oh,
not even oral. Like, how does, like?
What's the reason behind
like
that?
Like, so
well, first I want to know the less complicated thing. What about oral?
Yeah. Oral. You
oral.
Mean
oral giving or receiving? Do you do either one?
receiving, of course.
Okay. receiving. So tongue.
Goddess definitely loves to be pleasured.
She does receive oral.
Oh, she
by very
it.
Lucky boys.
She doesn't give it.
Very lucky boys.
Very few. How about any girls?
Not yet. That is something that
one day
I would like to try with a beautiful woman, maybe Dr. Susan.
Ooh, I would take that chance. I'm right there. Hallelujah.
Well then.
Absolutely. So yeah, okay. Now to the other question, the deeper question.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, why? And also, it started out with the mutual abuse thing, which, Max, thank you for correcting me, mutual admiration, but then there's also this element of sort of discipline.
Of course.
That you require these people in your lives that need discipline, much in the way that you're saying, you know, the children of God, they saw these people who needed some kind of thing to follow.
They come to me, and at first they are lost. Very much like what we're talking about with, you know,
lost.
People who want to worship,
yes.
you know, their God.
Could you help me, please? I'm lost.
I'm feeling lost without you, Goddess.
No, but
Virgin.
They're lost.
Yeah. I would like Mike
they need
to
guidance.
Move over just
yeah.
a bit. Just a little
you're
bit.
Like,
just
you're like Jesus in a lot of ways.
Move over this way. Yeah, that's right. Don't sit on
Jesus
the dildo.
Jesus is yeah, definitely okay. someone and, that... I look
your
up
book
to
at this place, just doing this.
But as far as
can
you know,
you,
my worshippers,
you
they
here?
Yeah.
Yeah. I am one of your worshippers.
Let me move to the hot seat,
but
Dr. Susie,
not
don't
like
abuse
him.
Me.
I'm different. Okay, so this slave here, does he just stay there?
He's a good boy.
He's a good
he does
boy.
Does what he's told.
So Jay, you could sit here. Because
hello, darling.
I like to be surrounded by
he heals very well.
Beauty and
you're still listening.
Brilliance. And
how's
beauty
the oxygen get into
can
that thing? Or is it mouth holes?
He has mouth holes and eye holes, but they're very limited and
Jackie
limited.
Should be there.
I'm concerned about how deeply he's able to breathe.
He breathes slave. Through the back of his head.
There are holes.
It's consensual, and he
yes. is in child's pose, which is very good for brain circulation.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I checked on him. He's good. I always check on all
I was,
of my steps.
I was
going to
say, you could tell Danielle
he's
does a lot
shape.
Of yoga.
Yes.
Well, that's a very yogic pose. That yoga became one of my religions after Christianity.
I love yoga.
Got,
total yogi.
Isn't that technically downward facing dog?
Well, it's technically a combination. It's puppy dog pose.
Oh, okay.
But
puppy
it's
dog.
He's sort of doing
he's
a combination.
Good. He's
child's
very
pose.
Very good. We've had a lot of antsy subs, and
but
he represents his goddess well.
Yeah.
I told him earlier that if he's not a good boy, I will not let him worship my feet.
And that
so,
is ultimately important.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. So, speaking of the religion that you came from, Adventism, you have an Adventist or two in here, Herbert W. Armstrong, and the Worldwide Church of God kind of sprang from Adventism.
Yes. Yes, they did. And so took it in a new direction. And a very controversial one.
Okay. Can you summarize?
What happened?
Well, for one thing, he denied the Trinity of Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
And
Holy Ghost.
That's the core of, in many ways, the core of Christian belief, is you've got this one God with three manifestations. And he also started something, picked up on something called Anglo-Israelism, which basically says that the lost tribes of Israel all migrated into Europe and became Western Europeans, or more specifically, the people of the British Isles today. And it's pseudo-history.
Very strange.
Yeah,
but
very strange.
It had a lot of followers.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's because with a lot of people, and maybe you guys would understand this better than I would, the Old Testament Christianity, which certainly Adventism really tries to follow a lot of the old,
we're like
Jewish,
kind of Jewish
things.
Yeah.
The
and it's such a very strong communitarian and very powerful thing to identify with. That you've got this people, you've got these rules, you
the
live
chosen
by.
People,
you're the chosen people,
yeah.
And well, I think what happened was in Victorian England, they said, "Hey, we're running the world now." maybe we, you know, maybe we are the descendants of the ancient children of Israel. This is, you know, this is why we're blessed. This is why we're running the world. And so it became a rather popular thing first in Britain, and then in the U.S. when we were at our height. So that that was one of the big things about them. They have since, after Armstrong and his son, who really ran it for many years, died. A man named Joseph Koch took over and kind of brought it back to more Orthodox Christianity. But I have a whole chapter in there about a lot of... They also, in many ways, pioneered televangelism. They were among the first people on TV doing this and doing fundraising.
Wow.
Garner Ted, very skilled fundraiser.
Which explains my exhibitionism.
Yeah, well, I was... The thing I was thinking about earlier was... You know, in many ways, the old tent revivalists, or all the way up through somebody like Amy Semple McPherson, they were the rock stars of their time. They were out there performing, emoting, whipping people
into
these incredible, you know, pigs. And of course they're going to screw around. Of course they're going to, you know, get into some bad things because they become these objects themselves of worship, of devotion. And, you know, now we have rock stars and film stars and all this. This was in the 1910s, 1920s. And it was live, too. It was like a concert is now. This and it was incredible power.
Mm-hmm. But you see, when rock stars do it, or for that matter, sexologists, I mean, we are already pro-sex up front about it, or a dom. You know, we're not hypocritical saying, oh, you shouldn't have sex.
We're like Scaramucci. We tell you to the
front. We tell you to your front. We don't give you a shiv in the back.
But you know what? Right? People are hypocritical, not necessarily idle, not necessarily like the idea is hypocritical. It's people that are usually hypocritical.
Yeah, people. But, you know, and I don't want to insult religion because God and Goddess bless us. Religion has a big, important place in human society that I'm still trying to figure out. But it does have this anti-sex thing going on that really warps a lot of people, and then you have the leaders of these religious movements having sex secretly, even though they say nobody else should do it. That, to me, is a problem.
Yeah, they're hypocrites. Well, it's
a problem when they intrude in our lives,
and especially when they get political.
Problem.
Okay,
if they want to, if they want to worship,
let's start. Where is he? Here
if they want to, worship. Yeah.
Okay, this guy.
Trump
all right.
My goodness.
This guy is, of course, he's a big.
Those are not his balls.
Adulterer, a philanderer.
That's his ass cheeks.
He's vulgar. He's a liar. He's all the things that Christians
Trump
should
fans
like.
Do not watch.
Right.
A lot of Christians do not like him.
Well, a lot don't.
Well, they're right.
It's true. It's true.
And a lot look the other way. And hey,
amen and amen to you Christians that are honest and don't like him. But there are a lot that do, and they would probably be somewhat like, you would say, political evangelicals. These are political.
Look at the leading her baby. I'm just so sorry that I have to throw that out there, but that leading her baby, like you think she was looking at the Beatles. You think that she just found Elvis Presley's.
You're not sure which is
Star
the baby.
Power.
Treasure chest. Right. I don't know.
People about celebrities.
Kind of alarming.
Wow.
Right. I wonder if that baby lived through that.
Right, right. And where's one of those comics that I sent you? The comic of the evangelicals in bed. You got that, folks, back there? We're going to show that. Urgh. Spank his balls. He's a bad boy.
Yeah. He likes
spank
that, though.
His balls.
Naughty, naughty boy.
Okay. Mm. All right, there he is.
I like Naughty Boys for the record.
With the evangelicals. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That is a great comic.
They didn't hit me hard enough.
I know they didn't. We're going to have to spank you with the plate of Jesus. Okay. So somebody said we didn't hit him hard enough.
Before you brought out Trump, I was thinking about religions that bring sex into your face, and oh God,
his dick is in his back.
I know he's twisted.
He's totally twisted.
He's a big dick. He's a big dick with a little penis. Oh yeah, that's right. His dick is in the back.
He's deformed.
Del Rey set that up. That's probably because he's a backslider. Yeah. Woohoo. All right. I love that term.
backslider.
There's some beautiful black like backsliders here. Wait, so wait. You know,
they're
you
not all
backslider. Also,
you, did you not know that term?
Backslider. I don't know if I accidentally did say it, but they're backslider.
Did you not know that term until I posted in the comment? You
know, I didn't even know it, what it was until I was sitting up here with Dr. Susie.
That's we learn everything on the show.
Dr. Susie's my teacher. I sit here and I hear her talking to
I'm
guests.
I'm always learning from my guests. I looked up FinDom. I thought it was a misspelling of FemDom. And I found financial domination, of course, makes sense. And backslider, I thought that was something anal. But, it makes total sense that that's somebody who's like a lapsed.
People who like to slide into the seat of a car and get it on. Woohoo! Sound familiar?
That's
who that is.
Which lately we've been realizing that's where we like to get it on the most.
In the car.
We didn't learn our lesson.
Yesterday. Oh, my God.
We just got tinted windows and decided,
we pulled up in a construction zone yesterday.
Yeah. I don't know.
Why do you think a lot of religious people said that the car was the work of the devil?
Oh, yeah. The car and the telephone.
Well, in the beginning, it was.
How courting happened in America. Yes.
Well, because I really had a revelation, to quote the Bible,
car.
Anyone? Right. Revelation?
Tell it, Sister Dan.
No, but we were in the back of the car, and we were just hanging out again, and he starts fingering me, and I'm thinking to myself, the reason this is turning me on so much is because fucking... Every, like you said, so much of society is sex repressive. So much of religion is sex repressive. People have this like amnesia, like they didn't swim out of an orgasm, like their dad didn't ejaculate into their mom's vagina, and that never happened. And like so that so.
Well, I think some
people.
No, that
definitely happened. So we're in the back of the car, and I'm like, it's almost like it's almost just like the most clear way of like therapy to be aroused sexually out in the public arena without having to throw it in someone's face, but just to be around other people,
like
so it's not this thing we're hiding in the closet. It's like it's something that it's very therapeutic, and I feel like it's helping my creativity, and my panic attacks are going away.
And also, when you start the motor, it's like a vibrator.
Yeah. Part of it was that we have a bed in our vehicle, and it's tinted windows.
Oh, yeah, we're sleeping in our car now.
But what I realized yesterday is that it's really kind of our energy. Like, when we aren't afraid of everything or even actually realize that it's what's going on around us, and we just act as if it's not there. It's not there.
Yeah,
it's
nobody trippy. Cares it's now because we don't. We're not rebelling against God. Yeah, we're not like saying "fuck you, God" anymore. In fact, some Mormons came up to us this week, and I talked for 30 minutes with them.
Quite a fascinating
I agreed
experience.
With everything they said from my heart and soul. We prayed for his arm together.
It felt better.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting in the front yard with no panties on and a shirt that barely covers my vagina.
I was picturing a foursome with all three of us. They're two women.
And at the end, they were hugging me. They were saying thank you so much. Like they totally saw Christ in me because Christ fucking lives in me.
Of course.
You know, the idea of Christ is just being,
Jesus is in me now.
I would totally put that Christ in me.
Is being at one
as
with
a matter
I have
fact,
a picture of you.
I am the Lord.
I do have a picture of you putting this Christ in you. There
as
you go.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I am the Christ.
Yeah. See, he can take more than me.
I am
from the heavens.
Really.
Come down.
Put it back in your mouth.
Naughty, naughty boy.
We like it. It looks good in your mouth.
Yeah, it does.
That's
it
what
really
I have my subs
indeed,
do.
Right? He's very good
dildo
at that.
Dildo training, yes.
Looks like this God we believe in is pretty cool.
I think in general guys are better at that than girls. Actually, thank you for getting it nice and wet.
Don't you think you should just keep doing that for the rest of the show?
I like doing it after you, Dr. Sue.
Well, he wants to talk.
Okay.
That was the best thing.
But that was nice.
So
I really like that.
Did
we get some good pictures of that?
You were like domming on him. You were like, you put that back in your mouth. Like, I love how this stage makes everything.
You go, girl.
We dom on you, boys. You come on the stage.
But we have time. For a very special ritual before the break.
Ooh. How much time do we have? Do you know?
Well, at this point, I think 8 minutes.
We do.
Five minutes.
Five minutes to do one Bonoboville communion.
Ooh.
Who's going to do
it? What is it? What are you doing to win?
What do you do to win?
Yeah, what's the alcohol?
The alcohol, of course, is agua, coca leaf, liqueur.
Goddess Virgin, I get the feeling that our friend Be Live here could really use some sexual healing. Are you open
to
dominating other...
I always dominate.
I don't have any money, though.
Everyone.
I live in my car.
Yeah, but the show is money. The show is
I have a lot
money.
Of value. I'm
hey,
that's
if
what it
you're...
Is.
I'm priceless.
The show is love. The
if
show
you're a
is
good
money.
Boy and you get on your
all
knees,
right.
I can... Definitely.
He's been
giving you a little bit
all
of
week.
Goddess.
Okay.
Attention.
Okay.
I don't think that we have enough time, though.
just a little bit. So
we
one,
can start, then we'll
one,
have part
is there
two.
One part of your body that he would have permission to lick?
Your toe. Woo.
You know, I always
knee.
Ask the significant others
your
first.
Goddess.
Respectful.
She's got two microphones.
She's a very open
your
wife.
Forehead.
Oh, wow. Happy wife, happy life. Your so good for you.
They are pansensual.
Your it was nice lips. When Amanda Blow was on here and Danielle's over here like egging her on. And I'm like,
yeah.
He got
nice.
A very nice blowjob from Amanda Blow recently.
It was awesome.
Amanda Blow, yes.
Yes, but this is Goddess Virgin.
This is Goddess Virgin.
This
version.
Is a whole other level.
Well, no, this
she's wiggling
sorry.
Her toes.
Not
much,
many
you know
boys
that
get to worship.
This is a much
oh
higher level.
For like 20 years
very
now.
High.
This is not just for him.
You were waiting for this day right here.
It's also because...
August 5th.
You know, it's going to be a holiday.
It's a demonstration.
Much. Like the... This is an odd place, but... Like the back of your knee, is that a place
that is very
interesting?
You know, I have never had... A boy. At the back of a knee. That's like...
I mean, it would turn me on to see the back of a knee.
I do that.
Sensuous.
Well, excuse me.
I think that's
that.
A little too high. And I don't think that you're worthy.
Excuse
so.
Me. I do that.
But it was good for you to suggest.
Well, I just
you know
like...
What you
because it
do?
Is an erogenous zone.
You can worship my heel.
Your heel. Okay.
Suck on my heel. Put it in your mouth.
Ooh.
Just like a dildo. Right there.
Oh.
Right there, naughty boy.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Doing it. That's
so
what Goddess is
you.
Talking
yeah,
about.
Go.
Good boy.
Yum.
And that's all you get to worship of this goddess.
Okay, so now
good
we
good boy.
The, now this
I
want
to get a dildo.
This is a
you're
ritual,
good at
though,
that tongue.
That we call Bonoboville Communion. And it involves the body and the blood of... I don't know, the transcendental agnostic god or goddess.
Soul and
so now
spirit.
We put salt on your heel.
Uh-oh.
And there we go.
Nice.
Okay.
Go on. Lick it like you mean it. Good boy. You have a good one here.
Yeah, he's really good with his tongue.
He is. He's trying to show you. He's hoping
boy.
To get some
they're,
other part.
You're also very good chefs.
You know what I would love?
Ooh.
To see you deep throat it. Like you mean it.
It's not long enough.
Hey,
he
as far as you can
go. Oh, he is deep throating it.
Good boy.
He's worshiping.
Oh, yeah.
You are such a lucky boy right now.
He is. He didn't have to pay.
He's very
all right. So he's going to get even luckier.
My etheric bank
he's
account
going
is
to
only on the Dr. Susie show do boys
back.
Not have to pay. So thank this beautiful woman right here.
There we go. Lean back. And now, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, this is Bonoboville Communion in the Cathedral of the Womb Room. And Brother Be Live is now going to be waterboarded.
Mm-hmm.
Bonobo style.
Oh, amen.
That's what I call.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. All right.
Hey, woman.
That's what I call waterboarding.
The Holy Spirit just came inside his mouth. Thanks.
I think
you.
So. Holy water.
What do you think, Michael?
Thank you, Goddess. Mm.
That was
thank
a great
you, Goddess.
First part of the show. We're going to leave you in a few seconds.
All right. But I want to hear, what do you think of our communion?
I've seen lots of different rituals and rites and liturgies and whatnot, and that's interesting.
Amen and amen.
That's for sure.
If it gets closer to the divine, whatever.
I think it
judge.
Got him closer to the divine because he doesn't usually suck on shoes. I know
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
He doesn't. He doesn't. He,
true.
He stepped over a barrier that is usually there. He
Goddess can make anyone do anything.
Oh, my goddess.
Oh, my God.
You know, Dr. Susie, one of the things that I really liked about this segment was the recycling of the sweatshirt.
Yes, I do, too.
Oh,
I'm going to do that.
To save Earth.
I mean, you know, it keeps the head warm. It keeps the water from sliding down.
It's my daughter, the goddess Inanna.
And I think you could do that with your shirts, Max, to soak up the sweat, you know.
Yeah, I think it could become a fashion trend. Yeah. I really do. And I feel holier, you know, like it's sort of a yogic, like keeping my crown chakra.
It works for you.
It's a sweatshirt, well used.
Thank you, Max.
No, it's beautiful. Right.
Absolutely. We are very excited. And not only has Jesus been in us, but Jesus loves
He does.
She's a sexy lady. I want to spank her.
You don't love it as
well,
much as
we might
I
have
do.
Some spanking. We'll have some more communions. We'll have some more hot religion talk. And
who knows what else with
author of California Jesus, Mike Marinacci, and Backsliders, Chef B Live, and Danielle Watts.
And this mesmerizing
goddess virgin.
You really are.
Oh, thank you, darling. You're too sweet.
Of course.
Yeah.
The exciting China doll. And Gypsy Bonobo and Jackie the Nun out there. So we'll be back soon. So don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special. Partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain, you know, the pain, and have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
You've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here. Put the other right here. right here and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes.
Uh-oh.
She's mounting the Sibian.
You ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride.
It's my best friend.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot riding the Sibian.
Whoa. Yeah. Holy what? Shit.
Yeah.
That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Sibian strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the Womb Room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em cowboy.
Woo! Take a deep breath,
so
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort, plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating Masturbation Month.
Amen! Amen! Hallelujah!
Sonne les matines, ding dang dong. Princesse en français.
Oui!
Oui! Princesse, vas-y.
That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. Wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Wonderful human being, thank you.
And
amen.
I think that was
amen,
an orgasm.
Dr. Susan Block.
I think
amen.
We have orgasm, Houston, and let's
we
have a hand.
Orgasm. We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
We made it. Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
Oh, my vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm. Come on.
I don't think I can say those words. Where's the husband?
You got the Sibian. You don't need the husband.
Oh my God. Oh. Whoa. Whoa. Oh.
Don't let her fall over. Whoa. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Welcome back to the Church of Bonoboville, the temple of God and the Goddess, the Lord and the Ladies. And we got the author of California Jesus. Oh, that's my book. Whoops, whoops. Here we go.
Sitting on his book.
California Jesus. And we've also got the author of The Bonobo Way. But the author of California Jesus is Mike Marinacci. Brother Mike.
Yeah.
Brother Mike is back. He is a transcendental agnostic. We like that. And a great writer and historian. And yeah, this is the Bonobo Way, which is not exactly our religion. We just love bonobos. They are our closest cousin, which, of course, evangelicals would argue with. But scientifically, they are our closest cousins. And they show us the way to a peace through pleasure culture. Very peaceful, you know. And they are femdom. Yes. Females rule Bonoboville. And that's they've never been seen killing each other in the wild or captivity, and they have a lot of sex. And I believe they are very, very spiritual in their own way. But we can talk about that. I had a debate about that with a priest in France who said that no non-human animal, and of course he didn't say non-human animal, he just said animal. But humans are animals too. And he said that non-human animals do not have souls. And, I mean, I beg to differ. After
my
all,
human's
Dog
an animal.
Dean has a soul, right?
Yes,
Dog
this
Dean
is my pet right here.
They have souls.
Right. And my footstool.
Absolutely. So I also am excited, by the way, to welcome Goddess Virgin.
Hello, everyone. Yeah. It's so lovely to be here. I'm really excited.
I met at DomCon.
Yes.
And she really does kind of fit in with the Jesus theme because, of course, Jesus was a virgin. And his
I'm a little bit more kinkier than that.
Well, he was
pretty kinky.
You have
the same glowing face.
He was pretty kinky.
He was pretty
same
kinky.
Halo.
He had Mary kinky. Magdalene washing his feet, you know, with expensive stuff.
Rubbing perfume on
a little
his
bit of
feet
worship going
with
on
her
there.
Hair.
With her hair.
I remember that as a child. I remember that image of Mary Magdalene loving Jesus so much that she took her fucking hair.
Yes.
Yeah, and the other part of that story.
What did she? What happened? Oh. What did he do?
Get a microphone.
So he took her hair.
She took her hair and she rubbed perfume on it, and she said, "Jesus, I love you so much. Let me rub this oily perfume
That's
all over your
kinky.
Naked feet."
Yes.
I mean,
and the apostles complained.
Sexual.
Oh, Judas complained.
He might as well have been
no, 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 no. Judas complained because he said, "You're wasting money on this very expensive. What was it? It was a lotion.
Myrrh.
Ian myrrh. Whatever. Myrrh. You're wasting money on this. This should be going
I think
to the
he
poor."
Was jealous.
And he was
jealous.
He was jealous, and he was also he was just using it to be self-righteous.
And he said, yeah. "This is not a waste because this is a representation of my love." Yeah. For Christ Jesus, and that's how I feel every time I
very
do
sexy.
Sexual favors. Yeah. So
very kinky.
Some say that Jesus and Mary Magdalene actually did hit it on.
Yeah, we said we're not going to talk about the Da Vinci Code, but no, I agree. I mean, I think they're probably you know I was raised Jewish. You know, we're also Seventh Day Adventists, but we don't call ourselves that. But we just say we're Jews. You know. But, you know, you like that. You're a rockin' chef, so you use a lot of juice.
Well,
right.
So
anyway, yeah. So if Jesus was a rabbi, as he supposedly was, then he would have been married. That would be logical. He would not be
right.
a virgin.
That's right.
No, that he would not. So, and in fact, if he was of the line of David, he would certainly be married. And, you know, so anyway, the Bible has so many interpretations. That's what's amazing about it. That's, I mean, both the Old and the New Testament. It's just an amazing, amazing work of literature. And for some people, it's a testament. And you know where that word comes from.
Ooh, tell us.
Testicles.
Yeah.
Because
I saw your face, Gypsy.
Back in Bible times... When you wanted to swear an oath, you swore on your family jewels or maybe somebody else's family
this
jewels.
This is true.
And, well, it was like swearing on the Bible, but these were Bible times, so the Bible hadn't been written yet, so there was no Bible to swear on. They were swearing on their nuts, and that's what they were doing. And when
he
they say he
that,
put his hand on his thigh,
like
when they say that, you know how often they say that in the Bible? I put my hand on your thigh. What are they putting their hand on the thigh for? I mean, that's kind of crazy, right? They're putting their hands on the nuts, on the family jewels, on the last will and testament. Yes, indeed. Amen and a women. Well, not women. That's a boy thing.
Women.
Yeah. Well, they put their hand on their...
And they're so they're honoring their creative energy
Wondrous
as an oath. Mm. You know, they're honoring.
Yes.
Well, that's what I'm doing right now.
But it's
I couldn't help myself.
It's not like.
But men need to tell people about it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying like it's a sexist thing. I say that girls like her will stick our hands down there and we're not worried about it. We'll be happy. And guys, we have to let them know that they're touching this right now, and they need to let you know, like, hey, I'm stroking my happy place. Are you happy too?
Gypsy, you can stroke my happy place if you want to. No. I'm not wearing any underwear.
Hey, because I'm a virgin, I do a lot of that myself. And let me tell you something, it works just as great, if not better. I have plenty of toys from all of my subby boys.
Okay.
Yes, they love to gift their goddess.
So you can be a goddess and masturbate. I just want to say that is one of the rules that you could do that. So Jesus could have masturbated. Mm. Right. Even if you think he was celibate, he could have been, you know, diddling.
Well, there is a thing in the Bible about the story of Onan, and Onan was struck down because he masturbated, and people think that's a... There's a prohibition against the act. It isn't. It is because God commanded Onan to
impregnate his brother's wife. His dead brother's wife. He was supposed to impregnate his dead brother's wife, and so he kind of did the pull-out method.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what
he did. Killed for disobeying a direct order from God, not for jerking off.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Hold on. One more time. He was killed for...
Because he did not impregnate his... dead brother's wife, which was the order from God. See, the Old Testament is
so
much weirder
than the New. So he pulled out.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was the pull out.
Spilled his seed upon
old
the ground, as they say in the...
Spilled his seed on the ground, and
that's
instead of
sin.
Letting his seed explode inside her,
you know what?
He fucking came on the whatever.
You know what?
And
that went to waste. I would have my boys eat that up. That's called CEI.
There you go.
Coming instructions. For those of you who don't know the acronym.
Absolutely.
I just
did
that with one of my clients this last week, and it was the first time. And it was really,
And how did you feel about that?
I felt empowered.
Right?
You know, it's usually like me. I'm not going to lie about it.
You
usually
go,
the girl.
Girl.
Like, you take this. You do this. And
yeah.
And, like, to watch a man be so submissive. Like,
Isn't it amazing?
Can I ask for your permission to eat this? I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know. Can you?
You
and
go, Gypsy.
It was actually good for him because it's
full of vitamins.
Vitamins, amino acids, what? Micronutrients?
You know, but
protein.
Yeah. If I get where, why you dedicate your life, why you would save something that people maybe not take seriously, because
every
it's a
sperm
power.
Is
it is a power.
It is
every
the biggest power play there is.
Absolutely.
And you know what? You own it. You look good in it.
You own it. You
God,
go.
Girl. Like, you
Absolutely.
Know what? I'm going to admit that maybe virginity is not, you know, I embrace it and I think it's great. I'm not one of them. But,
yeah.
You know,
and
but.
And you know what, Gypsy? I totally respect you as a woman, and you have as much sex as you want.
Mm. All right.
Personally, me, it's not a religious
Hallelujah.
Thing. I
what religion?
Have not found a man deserving of
oh. And you're saving yourself, and you're waiting, and that's a beautiful
thing. For
the
right person.
But I think that's a beautiful
religion?
Thing. Sex is
that's
my
awesome.
Religion, and love
Good
is my
you.
Philosophy. By the way, I just want to say this cross
not mine.
Was given to me by a sex therapy client who was a 40-year-old virgin, a real one. And he wanted to lose his virginity, though. But he was a victim of religious sexual abuse. He
That's
happened
horrible.
To be Catholic. And
That's
he
horrible.
Felt that he could not receive communion if he had sex before marriage and he didn't want to get married.
That's why he comes to you. He comes to Dr.
And
Susie because Dr. Susie accepts all. Dr. Susie understands all. Dr. Susie is what I aspire to be someday.
Aww.
Oh,
yeah.
Dr. Susie
well,
is amazing.
Sister Gypsy.
Well, no, it's a truth. Like, we have, I'm going to be
yourself.
Honest. I work,
Testify.
I work for the Institute. I get a flux of calls every day. Like, I'm like, you know, hundreds of calls of people like, can I please talk to Dr.
That's
Susie?
Amazing.
Can I please? I have a problem. And Dr. Susie is never judgmental. Dr. Susie can have
both sides of the boat, and she will still be understanding. And I'm working to be that. And
well, I'm kind of judgmental of some people.
Well, if you're Trump, if you're fucking Trump, then fuck you.
Yeah,
but I'm not judgmental of my desire to fuck Trump.
Of your
but if it is
and
your
I'm not judgmental
pencil.
Of Danielle's desire to fuck Trump. And I
or should I say make love? Make love. Make love.
You could
win.
Even fuck him.
I mean, fuck him. Totally.
I don't want to. I don't actually want to fuck
him. Backslide him.
I just want to make love with him. That's all. Well, Dr. Susie's understanding. Whatever is to your sexual preference, and she's here to educate you and tell you
and accept you for who you are,
and accept whether you're the dom sitting your right. feet on this guy right now, or you're right. the guy licking this floor lint off the ground. Right. Either way, Dr. Susie has a place for
Pet,
you.
Pet, are you licking the floor lint?
Wow.
Dr. Susie has an unusual guy. Has an unusual way.
I do.
Educating people.
I helped this client to lose his virginity. I don't really like that phrase. I prefer to say to gain sexual knowledge and to begin the path of lovemaking that he is still on. And and he does take communion. Of course, he took Bonoboville communion. And he takes Catholic communion because he likes to go to church and he likes to receive communion. And he just does that. And so, you know, I can help you lose your virginity, but then again, I talked to a client last night who's a virgin, and he's not sure he wants to lose his. So I said, you don't have to,
know, yeah,
it's all right. It's
not
all
for
right.
everyone.
I'm still technically a virgin.
I don't
so.
Mind.
Are you really?
I'll be 30.
High five.
What a white kid.
That's awesome.
In September. So.
Right. Wow.
But I can cure you of that.
I know you can.
Why are you involving me in this?
But Jay might be a virgin, and Jay is a virgin. He has said that before.
Repeatedly, yeah.
Repeatedly, right. I don't know if that means you're looking. But you do the Steve Bannon, okay? And can we have a picture up there? Just yeah, there he is.
Wow.
Doing the Steve Bannon.
That's pretty impressive.
That's not hard,
wow.
by the way.
Yeah, well, for you. Oh, when he's not hard.
Depending on how
not
big or
difficult.
Small you are.
Okay.
I'm saying it's not hard to do that. You're saying your dick wasn't hard.
Well, both.
Which one? The dick wasn't hard or
His
it's not hard to
hard.
Suck your
My
own dick?
Wasn't
help
hard.
Me understand.
And Jay, I have to know, I've known you for a second. When you're doing this, like when you're doing the act, do you ever get hard or do you ever?
I do, no, all the time when I'm by myself, yeah.
And is it just intimidating with cameras and whatnot?
I don't know what it is. Honestly, I think it's because like...
Oh no, they're watching.
Does it still feel
it's
good?
It's not even that. Oh, yeah. No, oh, absolutely. Okay. It feels good.
Whether it's hard or not, you're still sucking your own dick.
Yeah.
Well, we think you make it look good. No matter what you do, I just want you to know I'm entertained. I'm watching. We're watching.
You can actually find videos of me doing it. Yeah, right. There's a decent amount of videos out there.
Have you ever done it against the wall, upside down?
I've
What?
Sort of.
I've had my subs do that. And you shoot it in your mouth. Upside down.
Oh, I don't need to. I don't need to. No, it goes directly into the mouth.
Jay can also do
every
standing
night.
Up.
Every night I will suck myself off and then come
There's
in my mouth.
There's another picture. There's another
wait
picture which
you
I
do,
actually could post
you
on Facebook.
You do this every night?
Because the picture doesn't
Whatever
show
floats
anything.
Your boat at the end
Here's
of the
Here's the
day.
Other picture where you see Jay doing it standing up.
Yeah.
And you can't see that his. No. His Jesus jackhammer is in his mouth.
Every time I've ever done
in any
that,
case, yeah.
It's every time
That's
I've ever done
Steve
that,
Bannon.
I had to get yogic on it. I had to get like in a like yogic position.
And we all know why I called the Steve Bannon,
every time
right?
You've ever done that.
I honestly don't know.
Okay, you don't know
Can
why I called
so
the Steve Bannon.
It's so fucking funny that it's just calling the Steve Bannon because the guy's sucking his
Scaramucci.
Own dick.
Okay, because Scaramucci says to that New Yorker writer, Lisa, when he was doing the interview, here he is, the mooch. No relation to Mike Marinacci, by the way.
He's really an embarrassment to the Italian race, frankly.
Not a race, Max. Okay, so anyway, so he says to Lisa, he says, you know, I'm not like Steve Bannon who sucks his own cock.
New York Italians, they don't miss words.
Say that?
Hey, they don't stick the shiv in your back. They do it from the front.
From the front.
That's what I've heard.
Anyway.
Forget about it.
We're sorry he's gone. We were all excited last week. We were going to have Max play his uncle.
Right.
You know, we had a whole thing lined up with Scaramucci.
Now I'm out of work.
Yeah, oh well. So now we got it.
Welcome to Hollywood.
Now we got the generals. And let's just show the Newsweek cover. Can we show the Newsweek cover of Trump? This is my favorite thing about Trump, really. I love this about Trump. He is lazy boy. Right. I love that because he doesn't get anything done. Because the things he wants to get done are horrible. So he's got this awful
and
agenda
they're illegal.
I don't really want to get
they're
done.
They're illegal. They're
well, he's a billionaire businessman who has never served a day as a politician. He does not get politics.
And yet he's sexy enough that Kanye West made a wax figure of him naked in bed alongside Kim Kardashian. So he's got to be doing something right.
Oh, well,
very high on heroin or opium. I don't know what you're doing, Kanye, but either way, good for Kim.
Kanye has a Jesus thing, too.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jesus Walks. Yeah. That's his best song.
It's a great song. You know, he had to find Jesus when he was lying on the hospital bed with his jaw in stitches, and he had to say, "I surrender to Christ." Remember, that's the whole, how he got started, that massive car wreck, and that's what made him such a great artist, because he became crucified and reborn.
And then he started worshiping those gold diggers, you know?
Well,
Danielle.
Well, yes.
You know, the thing that I love about Trump is that he loves golden showers.
Oh, right.
Okay. And that happens to be one of
pee-pee.
My specialties.
Oh,
pee-pee. Oh, the pee-pee.
I told you I was kinky.
We are doing the pee-pee.
I bet he'd give you a lot of money.
Actually, that's
what we're talking about tonight.
Jackie was one of the peers.
Trump would pay you a lot.
On the news, we're talking about pee-pee.
Hey, I'll take it.
You can see it on YouTube.
I'll give him a run for his money.
Or in Cliporama, uncensored.
We got pee-pee tapes. Don't know what
we
it is.
Have. There is.
There's somebody
Mistress
peeing on
Mara of Dominatrices Against tapes. Donald Trump peeing on.
Oh my God,
Trump. Yeah, we do that.
I have to admit, you know, when my parents divorced, my dad became an agnostic like you.
Oh.
And He went completely in the opposite direction,
really?
Where he would talk with me about sex, and he's actually the person who explained to me what golden showers are.
Really?
Yeah, my father.
No wonder she has a daddy thing.
So,
you know, a lot of women have daddy things that voted for Trump.
I mean,
or have unsettled daddy issues.
Okay,
you know?
Daddy issues. All right.
I didn't vote. Oops.
We are moving along. And we are going to have another Bonoboville communion.
We are?
We are. Yes, we are. Oh. And our little bartendress, look at her with her little
she
skirt.
She is so sexy.
What are you wearing under that skirt, Gypsy?
Oh, Gypsy.
Oh, that's
Gypsy,
some
you have an amazing
I'd
ass.
Like to do some backsliding down there.
I concur.
Woohoo! All right. She looks like she's some sort of perverted.
I always like when
Catholic
I was in Catholic school.
Catholic
no, that's
school.
What I was going for. Because I like honestly,
I was
Catholic
raised Catholic.
Girl, I was really ugly and awkward by the time of
ugly
like you know like
awkward.
10 to like 11. Exactly. So you know,
no.
I didn't get to be the sexy Catholic schoolgirl. So you know, I live it up in Dr. Seuss's world. So.
Gypsy,
you
I went
do.
To Catholic school, and let me tell you, there was nothing like you there, or I would have stayed.
So she gets it. She gets it. It's
you
a lot of Catholic. It's a lot
I was
of
raised
other,
Catholic. I went to Catholic school.
Yes. And you're saying
well,
you
know
why?
Nothing
has
in the
50s. Nothing to do with
was
religion whatsoever. I'm no longer
no.
a Catholic.
No. What
but
were you raised?
You don't think those
agnostic.
Early ideas?
Oh. No, basically cultural Christian.
Was your dad raised Catholic?
Yeah, he was, and then he fell away from it in his teenage years. But before
probably.
He died, he was reconciled with the church and got
wow.
last rites. I was baptized into a Catholic church, but not the RCC. Into a Christian liturgical church.
Wow, this is complicated.
Yeah, it's. Right. I could spend all evening if I had more voice power explaining it, but it bore you all to tears.
No,
so.
No. Well, you know, we would rather see you do Bonoboville Communion, and I understand that Miss Danielle, Sister Danielle Watts, has volunteered to be the altar girl.
Sure, if you're okay with that.
Okay.
Yay.
That's right. Her husband.
Well, you know, I have to
test
say
one, two, test.
That I
say it, Danielle.
I think that a lot of men don't get enough
boobage
in the way that their mothers gave it to them, which was loving, tender care, not like
Don't show boobage on Facebook.
Oh. No, Facebook should move once she moves.
Yeah.
Well, please. He doesn't have to get the whole boob, but look how we're holding each other now. Well,
Facebook
no
should
trial,
see this.
No nothing.
You know, I love him the way that any mother would love her son because we're brothers and sisters in Christ. You know?
Absolutely.
There and must I really, be something really going believe on here with really us. With us, there must be something going on tonight with this show theme because Danielle nor I are naked yet.
I know.
And I think the communion with Danielle without being naked would be kind of... There would be some blasphemy going on.
That would be blasphemy.
It's a very serious evening. It was very serious.
So I'm
I
going
approve.
To hold your microphone.
It's very serious.
And she is...
No nudity.
Is this all right with you? And I hope that you understand
no
that
blow jobs.
I do mean this with the
None
most motherly, wonderful, loving care.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, the Facebook camera, don't show
Bye, Facebook.
Face. Yeah. Just go to the side.
Does that feel nice?
Yay. Very great. Nurturing.
Is this what you get every night? Great?
And now lift.
If I desire.
Michael's nice. Michael's
great.
And now,
I know Michael
I
for
being
many,
the high
many
priestess
years.
Of the Church of Benoboville, give you the salt. And now you lick up the salt. And now...
Danielle's being very motherly.
She is. All right. So now you're going to be waterboarded.
Thank you, Michael.
So you stand up.
And you go right between his
God
legs.
Goddess.
Thou art God.
All right. So now stand up. Okay. And Danielle, you sit down here.
Oh, okay. Oh, I have to take the alcohol?
No.
You're okay.
You're up. And he's going to take the alcohol.
Good. Here, I'll leave my tit out.
You should leave your tit out.
There we go.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you sit down on the floor. Other way.
But he's a gentleman, and so he faces forward.
It's so nice to see.
Lean back. Okay, here we go.
Let's make sure he's comfortable. I think he needs a pillow or something.
Oh, well, let's just have everything fall down.
Your breast is a great pillow.
Yeah. God, this slave is comfortable.
All right. Hold on.
Here we go. Lean back against
the breast. You feel relaxed?
Does Michael drink?
And open your...
All right.
Are you okay with a drink? Okay, yeah.
All right. Okay, all right.
There we go. And.
Ow! Woo!
Benoboville Communion and waterboarding.
These are unusual.
You were wild.
Well, I was actually going to explain what I said to her. My blessing to Danielle was, Thou art Goddess. Oh. Which is kind of a shout out to my friend Oberon Zell of the Church of All Worlds. The Church of All Worlds is a neo-pagan organization that is very, very, very pro-sex, pro-body freedom.
Ow.
They took a lot of some of their sayings and rites and things from a novel called Stranger to Strange Land by Robert Heinlein.
Oh, I love that book.
This is an actual organization.
I quote that in
teachings.
The Bonobo way.
We really love that book. Rocking. That's like a religious piece of work for Danielle and I.
Yes, all that one was love. Dedicated to all it. to Oberon and to all the daughters and sons of the goddess out there. You know, I've been talking up Christianity. Now I'm going to
grok that. Yes.
I like how you call them all out. I like how you have an insight for all of them.
I've been studying it for over 30 years independently, and I respect them all.
I mean, it shows, and it's enlightening. Thank you.
Yes. Amen and amen.
The body and sexuality to me are holy. They're as holy as anything. Maybe more so because this is how we all began.
It's all we all interact. It's who we are. Yeah.
It's how we are. And this is communion.
And I was actually going to say something about, we were talking about communion. And this might sound blasphemous, but I don't think so. The Eucharist
Not
is
here.
Very sexual.
The Eucharist.
You are taking God into your body.
Exactly.
You're eating.
That's
you're
my
eating
point.
Christ's body.
You have achieved.
You're a fucking cannibal.
And when Brian took
with God,
goddess virgin's heel into his mouth, he was taking the goddess into his body. And when you took Danielle,
teat
into your mouth. That's what you're doing.
I love that there is so much love here.
There's so much love.
There's lots of love here.
And everyone's accepting and non-judgmental as it should be.
Never, never. Well, it's the real representation of what Christ spoke about.
We are the society.
Christ hung out with prostitutes and fishermen and people who were traveling through society and who had because life had forced their hearts open by whatever
circumstances. Sounds a lot like Dr. Susie, a little bit.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, it sounds a lot like Dr. Susie.
Well, what I've
that's just me.
And award-winning authors.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I didn't mean to interrupt either of you.
Like the people who wrote the Bible, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say
you
that
have to interrupt
the
you.
Reason why the Old Testament and New Testament are so different is the Old Testament is the Father. It is this overarching, powerful, obey my laws, blah, 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 blah. The New Testament is the Son.
Yeah.
That is God as a human being, suffering, going for all the shit that we do, and then finally having to suffer unbelievably. I mean, there's actually books about what a crucifixion is like. There's no worse torture on earth than that. And I always said that's where the compassion comes in, when God became one of us. And you don't even have to believe it literally true as a story, as a narrative.
Right.
It is so powerful.
It's a beautiful story.
You just look,
And it does, tell us a little something about why a lot of people enjoy BDSM. Max, are you speaking?
He said they were all dosed on LSD.
Okay. They're all just LSD. You know what? I think we need some LSD right now. But since we don't have any,
Danielle,
we're
going to
have Ikor the Wolf sing
right.
for us.
Yeah.
I think he should sing We Are One. I don't know.
But you were going somewhere really interesting with the BDSM and why people crave
to
be crucified, the pain of the crucifixion, their own personable...
Absolutely.
Their own personal crucifixion, dying to whatever makes them weak, but facing it.
Surrendering.
You know, Danielle, it's so funny that you said that because a lot of my subs, they come to me because they're suffering so much internally themselves. And whenever they worship to me, they're not just worshiping a beautiful goddess. I take whatever humanistic things that I have on the inside, because I'm not just a dom, I'm also human, and I do love and care about people. Yes.
Oh my God.
Compassion.
Believe it or not.
Such
and that's
a doll.
Right. I have a lot of compassion for, you know, these
suffering.
Subs who
you
just
have
want
to.
Someone to understand
We see that in
someone
cool.
to see their suffering.
Yeah, yeah, we're healers. We're all
suffering.
Healers.
Absolutely.
We're healers.
Yeah.
We're after them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, we're healers. We're the healers of the damage.
In Ohio,
we have our naughty nun.
Some fairy tales.
In Ohio, I actually knew someone that did crucifixions.
Oh, my God.
As a BDSM practice?
Yes.
Wow.
At Camp Crucible every year, yeah.
Well, but not with the nails, right? Oh, with the nails?
With
Whoa.
The nails, yeah. Hey.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And did the people survive?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, you know, it took like 8 hours for them usually to die on the cross. So,
yeah.
You know,
and horrible way to die.
It is a horrible way, but I know submissive, the late great Bob Flanagan would drive nails into his scrotum, and partly because he suffered from.
I've done that.
Oh, you've done that.
What?
Well, and it's funny that Max mentioned LSD because.
Actually, I mentioned
psychedelics
LSD.
and near-death experiences, which you know all about, and Be Live as well.
Yeah.
Near-death experiences mirror the crucifixion experience because you're facing your
Very
own
much
death.
So, yes.
I also had a death experience.
You're dying to yourself. Yeah, exactly. That's what made me think of it. Jackie Blue, you have an incredible. How many bones in your body did you break and then come back? You know?
Practically everything but my spine, skull, and ribs.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then came back, and now you enjoy BDSM because it helps you walk that line between life and death? Or
I was into BDSM before that.
Okay. All right.
It's much more basic than that.
It's gone further.
Ooh. We have so much to do. Brothers and sisters, I would love to continue these conversations, but
minutes?
I feel that we need music in our Church of Bonoboville.
Yes.
And also, if you want to do a strip tease, any of you, don't let me stop you. So, you know.
This goddess is keeping her clothes on.
This is what's happening. We have Ikor the Wolf, who is, like in Jewish temple, we call it a cantor. I guess he's the choir leader. Come on up here to the church of
Danielle,
the
Danielle, you have amazing breasts.
Altar.
Amazing.
Hey,
you know,
baby.
My left one's nicer than my right, so I just like to, you know.
Show that one off?
Yeah, just let that one pop
it
out.
Works for
this
you.
Is the what? Least revealing yeah. you've ever done, Danielle.
Okay.
Well,
so
I'm feeling very pious and devoted to Christ right now, so I'm taking
okay,
it.
Okay, we're going to have a good pious song, but we need to give him a good microphone.
Check, check, check. Shout out to Bonobleville. Hashtag Bonobleville. This is your man, he called the Wolf. Yes. So diversified in here. All these different races of people in here. You know what I mean? We only got this one go around in life. I want y'all to understand that. Understand that. So, know that we are one. Understand? We are one.
We are one.
Give some of that volume. Oh, I can get it poppin', I can be grimy and greasy real easy, believe me, that's nothing. Been on them blocks, trapping the spots, evading the cops till I got popped. My handcuffs is on my wrist, damn. Sit down a minute, think about it, while I'm in there thinking I got shit to finish. Earth needs me, handcuffed, and I won't stop. Giving the props, throwing the peace, and showing my love and all of the above. That's what I'm all about. Now let Wolf shout, I love y'all. Now let it trickle down, let it fall. Like the season, good peace, don't need reason to be nice. That's for them souls whose cold as ice. And I don't think twice, I got your six and take six more steps to have your 12. Mom and daddy's elders raised me well with integrity, was there too. My humanity is gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. Tupac, throw the ones up, y'all. We are one. Yes. You and I, give me some volume on that there, eh? Yes. Intertwine.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
You see that? Diversify. Yes. Storm the weather. I need some volume, eh? Give me some volume on that. Yes. I know sometimes society and life can feel like a bad storm, infinite thunder and lightning. But if you strike and keep fighting, sticking and moving, showing and proving that just with a little peace, life can go a long way. So we'll pretend to help pave the way with more peace. We already got war in our own streets from here to the Middle East and abroad. Them down for the cause. Been had my call of humanity. It's gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. Tupac, rest in peace. Rep the belly of the beast with a Detroit state of mind. Elzai, nine shot, cause I got love to spread. If love is my butter, then earth is my bread. Let's eat in peace like kings and queens. We feast and sing. Can we all just get along? R.I.P. Rodney King, Doc, Martin Luther. I'm still pushing your dream cause we are what? One. Tell him, Danielle. Yes, one. 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 Throw y'all hands up, y'all. Throw that one up. Everybody in Bonobleville. We are one. I'm here, I say it. We are one. Come on. We are one. 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 Yes. We are one. You know what? I guess I won't see the peace that I need until I reach them streets of the G-O-D. Until then, I'm going in swimming. P-O-F, yup, I'm the guy, swim by. I said hi, and then left water bubbles. The road is in trouble, so bartender, give him a double glass of integrity. Mixed with a shot of humanity. The ultimate boiler maker, ultimately for the sake of mankind. We need to intertwine racial shine. Elevate our minds, they weed and hit the finest lines of kush. Lungs push, low to the world, reach to a man. Woman, touch a boy, touch a girl, but with no sand dusky, trust me. You don't want the state pin, big up to Penn State. Don't let one man's hate steal that school's fate. I think that school's fate. So go get us, educate, graduate, demonstrate that we are what? One, one, one. One. Yes. We only got one go around in this lifetime. Make this one time around your sweetest. You know what I'm saying? Fuck Trump. You dig? Because we are one. We got to keep the moving going, y'all. Throw the ones up. Bonobleville. Hashtag Bonobleville. Ecor the Wolf. And they talk live.
We are one. Ecor the Wolf. Live. From the Church of Bonobleville.
Yeah. We are one.
On the Dr. Seuss Block Show.
We are one. We're spitting next to a naked man. You know what I mean?
All right.
You can't get any closer to the guys than that, huh?
All right.
I love Dr. Seuss Block.
I love you, Ecor.
Yes.
Woohoo.
My baby.
My baby.
Real question is, do you love Be Live?
I love everybody in the room. I love everybody.
I love everybody. How much time do we have?
Two minutes.
We didn't even get to.
I'd love
really
to see a brotherly
Susie,
hug.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
We didn't get to do, you know,
Dr.
so
Susie,
many things.
2 minutes.
Yes, I know. Yeah. 2 minutes. We didn't get to see Jay do a Steve Bannon.
We didn't get to see Ecorn Be Live hug to represent the unity of oneness.
Yeah, we saw you already hug him. We already did a fist pound.
Wouldn't that be sweet?
No, we did a fist pound.
Wouldn't that be so sweet?
Yeah, we did a fist pound.
They did a fist pound.
They did a fist pound.
Next time, we have to work our way up, you know.
Yeah. But we did a fist pound.
Tripping that I'm the only one naked on the show this time.
I know. Danielle's being very chaste. I know.
Yeah, she's
But that's cool.
It's because you still have a lot of rebellion in you, as exemplified by your delightful rebellious wrist break.
You are also very rebellious, Miss.
I'm calming down in my old age.
No, I don't know. I think you're being rebellious by not getting naked. But that's okay. That's okay.
Shirley whipped out a dimple.
Because
huh?
In the Church of Bonoboville, we can do what we want as long as it's consensual and does not involve children. And I'm sure there's a bunch of other things. But, you know, we are the Church of the Bonobo Way. So we want to thank all of our fabulous guests.
All right.
Thank you, California Jesus author, Mike Marinacci. Get the book, brothers and sisters. Get the book. Yes, it's on Amazon, California Jesus.
My titty, my left tit, highly recommends it.
Okay. There you go. Highly recommended.
You can quote me on that.
Put that on Amazon. By Danielle's left tit, 5 stars. Okay.
Danielle, where can we find you?
And we can find him on Facebook. As he's
Danielle.
Snarling to his titty.
We mean him. Danielle.
Oh, I'm not up to Danielle. Oh. I want to introduce my goddess, Virgin, that I love. And I am going to take her up on her offer, her offer that she made a little while ago that some of you might remember. You remember, there we go.
Remember, everyone.
Remember.
Risk-aware, consensual kink. Mm. Always remember that.
That's a good
and,
one.
And what's the risk in this, Dr. Susie?
The risk.
I think you may never get off of me.
Fall in love with my
tongue. Oh.
Yeah.
That is definitely a risk.
Yeah.
So, cool.
You'd have to share me with my husband.
And you're a virgin. Yeah. She's a virgin, right?
She is a virgin.
I am goddess virgin. That's my name. And
yeah,
true to my name.
But that's fine.
Impressive. And we find you on Twitter at OnlyGoddessV.
At OnlyGoddessV. I also have a website that's under construction, but will be up very soon, goddessvirgin.com.
All right.
Yes.
And we only have 1 more minute, so...
It'll be a tease for the rest of your life.
We are...
Tease and denial.
We keep having questions.
Oh, no, I'm just
extending the show.
We need another
show. Okay. We got Chef Be Live at Danielle Watts.
Hello, meow.
Yes. You can follow them. You know where they are. And Jackie Blue. And
we love Jackie Blue.
China Doll. Yay. And Ecor the Wolf. So, yay. Thank you so much for joining us here for our Sermon on the Mound. Player pray. That was Gypsy.
We're out of time.
Okay, so yeah,
Whose
we're out of time.
Whose testicle should we
make
testify
like bonobos,
on?
Not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
And Jesus loves you too.
And Jesus loves my ass.
Talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo. And help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.